And just like that, we're live. Let's see if the music's going on here. There we go. Welcome, everybody. And we're on episode 4. Oh, shit, man. I got an echo in here. Turn that phone off. I had a little bit of an echo. We're waiting on Phil. Phil's doing a professional podcast tour, so he's on another one, but he's... Hang on a second. I've got to fix this audio. I got a little audio echo here, but I'm going to go ahead and add some of these guys in real quick.
What's up?
What up?
Hello. We're going to get this takeoff much better. It's coming.
Man, it's coming, but I'm hearing like a serious echo. So I don't know if you guys are, but I've got like a...
No, I'm good.
I'm not getting it either, brother. It sounds crystal clear on this end.
You have to come up with like some sort of catchphrase to start the show or something.
Yeah, let me see. Let me go to these settings here. I'm going to play with this.
It's been, oh, shit. Something's not working.
I think we're live. Yeah, we're live.
There he is. Here's your echo right there. Right.
Man, that's where the all the oh shits come in. I got it like straight up off the oh shit. Man,
you guys do know you're not supposed to look Phil directly in the eyes right now. He is a look away. And you just speak at him.
Man, I think I got it figured out. Man, maybe people now.
Pay attention, Mississippi's talking. Man, welcome back.
We need to make all those contests.
Welcome back, Dollar Store West.
Yeah,
I do appreciate up that.
It's echoing like I talk
in my ears. Hey,
Brad, do you see that? That's a Daniels banner.
Yeah, I need a little headphones.
2021.
Have you ever heard of that contest?
Yeah, let me just... Yeah. Okay, yeah. Just see if I can get that.
Here we go.
I'm putting it back on, man. I'm putting it back on. I'm
putting it back on.
As you said, Phil, I am associating with
barbecue. How fast can you cover up that backdrop, bro?
Yeah, I didn't even get the 2023 one, man. And he's going to break out this world title. Oh, good time.
I'm declaring South Haven a world championship this year, Mississippi. That's the only contest I'm going to cook, so that's
good. You're trying to get Drew a win?
The Drew Invitational.
Drew's got one more in him, man. He's making it dry for five.
Has he got five? He's got four right now?
Four. If he wins it, it'd be five.
In a row, right? Yeah.
Yep, four in a row. Don't know if he's won it prior to that. I just know he has got four in a row.
I do like that Wes's friends come over and go, oh, Jack Daniels, man, did you win the Jack? He's like, nah, this just says that I was there.
You made it.
You got that all wrong. Did you win the Jack? Yes, I did.
Man, this is just a bottle of liquor. Like,
they don't give this thing away to anybody.
Especially out of Mississippi, man. It's hard to get the draw out of there.
Yeah.
Both those contests, huh, Brad?
Brad just bought a trailer park just so he can get his mail here, so he'd qualify every year.
Yeah. I don't think Brad needs the help.
I need two more this year. Two more to go.
You're only going to cook two more.
No big deal.
I don't know.
So how was the podcast tour, Phil? Can you fill us in? Any endorsements?
Yeah, man, shit, we're just rolling into the next one. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, guys, I gotta go. I'm like kind of looking at the clock, and I'm like, man, I gotta be on another one at 8, and it's 8:01. So, man, they're just rolling over contracts. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as like,
well, guys, if you'll notice that Phil's got the golden mic on here, no one else has got it. So he knew what was coming.
Man, you know what? I didn't know which mic to get, but I reached out to my boy Snoop Dogg, and he's like, bro, man. You got to have the gold mic. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know what I mean? You go big or go home.
I'm surprised Phil didn't get one of those T-Pain microphones. He's just auto-tuned the whole time.
It's probably in the closet, you know?
I think I maybe have my audio figured out now.
We need some structure to this thing.
I think so. You know? Man, you think by episode four, you know, I didn't want to bring Brad on till we kind of got some structure down, and man, it just all went pear shaped. You know,
Brad says Brad says we need some structure, which means he hasn't watched the first three episodes.
And I don't know if Brad will watch any of the episodes.
I asked him if he's going to watch the first episode.
I know where I stand. You've got where I stand in the Shiggin' Fried community.
Yeah, fourth.
Man, Wes, I really got to say, Wes. Man,
and there's usually about five people on the show, so I'm in the top 25.
You
know what I mean?
You got to let Brad done talking. He's got the floor. What was that?
Well, no, I'm saying I might be in the top 25 because it's the fourth show, and there's usually about five people on each show.
Okay, Brad, you got the floor.
Just pull it out at the end, though.
Okay, Brad, you got the floor.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Okay, Brad, you got the floor.
Man, first of all, man, I want
to kind of championship down to CBA land.
That's right.
Got, like, here we go. Every weekend down there right now.
Man, we're just trying to follow KCBS's lead, you know.
I don't even know. Yeah, you guys, well, they've got one now.
They only cook 6.5 months out of the year.
And we went to that one in Gadsden. I think that 61 team world championship in Gadsden. I guess it was 2 years ago. You know,
I think you can make an argument. You know, before.
Yeah, I mean, they had a McDonald's six towns over. Man, it was pretty cool. You know?
That's where they held awards.
I mean, it was pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, man, there's no place to stay. Man, if you want to bring a tent, you can come cook the contest. This is really cool.
But Brian, man, I want to get a little housekeeping done first.
61.
I'm gonna get a little housekeeping done first for all those guys. Man, I want to apologize last week because, man, we took in a lot of donations last week, and man, I didn't realize that I could only get 10 people backstage. So, man, there were plenty of people that donated, but man, I don't know if I got them all backstage. So, if you got left out, man, I apologize. I didn't know we were limited. Man, I thought I could just bring on. I think I even put myself out, and you know, like I said, I think Chris stayed in for a little bit, and there are different people jumping in and out. But man, apparently we're just maxed out to 10 until we find another solution. So,
man, it's cool, bro. It's cool, yeah. Bill. I've stayed in the whole time and drank the whole liquor cabinet, but whatever. I appreciate you.
And I will tell you, the little backstage thing was pretty fun because, man, I think the more people drank, the more. Man, I think Aaron was showing all of his notes. I mean, it was like I said, he was spilling everything that people asked in the backstage. But I do think it was a direct result from all the liquor that was consumed during the show. But this show is probably going to be a little different because, man, I think Phil's the only one probably consuming liquor. Maybe Wes. Mess might get
around. I'm drinking all of them. We got Wes.
Hey, right. Phil, did we do good this weekend?
Hey, me and you, boy. Hey, congratulations, Wes, on that world championship. Man,
we're teammates now, Brad. Chris, you know, if y'all don't know that word, you know, boy,
that's my teammate, right?
So, could have done it without me.
Congratulations to Wes. You know, more than anything, everybody.
How many teams are down there? There are quite a few teams down there, weren't there? 100, almost 200. No,
they're like 11, maybe 100.
I think there was 190. I think 180 or 190, I think it was, something like that.
I don't know if you call it whatever you want to call it, but it's doing something. You beat 190 people, man. There's no doubt about it.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, man, and I think we'll kind of touch on that too because, you know, normally on the show we're bringing people in to kind of go over their cooks. And, you know, with Phil, obviously, man, I was parked next to him and, man, he was pretty much moaning ever since chicken turned in that, man, he was out of the game because he was so disappointed in his chicken. But man, I'll let him kind of talk about that for a little bit. And then I do want to get into – I mean, I think Brad and Chris both know, and obviously the internet, that, man, I called both of those guys to kind of talk about pork steaks. I watched the Barbecue League video before the contest. So if you guys aren't members of the Barbecue League, you may want to go. There's, you know, Brad's got a pork steak video on there of – man, how to cook pork steaks. So I watched that one kind of frontwards and backwards. And like I said, spoke to Chris, spoke to Brad. And man, it's no secret that that's what I did this weekend. And man, it did well. So, but man, I'm glad Phil was the big winner. Yeah, right. Phil was the big winner. And like I said, man, we can talk about his cook for a little bit. I know whenever he got back from chicken, man, he's pretty disappointed. You can talk about that, Phil. Yeah. So,
yeah, I can talk about it. You know, I mean, Bill and Vanessa pretty much, they wouldn't even look me in the eye. You know what I mean? I was kind of pissed. And I'm like, you know, Bill's over there. Bro, I think that's the best chicken I've ever cooked in my life. You know? I mean, it kind of went on a little bit. Like, you know, And man, I let him go on a little bit, and I'm already kind of pissed because I've been, you know, kind of come back and taste my shit. I don't really taste my shit a lot, but I did, and I didn't like it. And he's like, bro, I probably never turned in a better chicken. And I'm like, man, that's awesome. Man, that's good for you. I fucking probably never turned in a worse one. You know what I mean? I'm kind of pissed. And, you know,
that's pretty sour.
Man, I don't know. I'm normally, man, to a fault, I don't taste my barbecue, right? We turn in the same shit every week, right? And I don't know what it was. You know, I mean, I come back and, man, I turned in a half chicken and I turned in wings and, man, they were on the board and it was like 10 minutes. So, man, it was a long walk. It was a long walk back. I was by myself and I came back. Man, I taste the wing and I'm like, man, shit, they've been better. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't really that good, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, let's see what that half chicken's doing. You know, I go to the breast and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty fucking dry, you know? I mean, so, and I'm like, well, let's see what the thigh's doing. And I cut into the thigh, and Bill's like, don't tell nobody, bro. I'm like, man, it was kind of bleeding. Like I think I'm going to get DQ'd, you know what I mean? Like, it was juicy, but it was pretty red, you know? So I'm like, I'm fucked, you know? I'm like, man, every time I tasted a piece of chicken, it got worse. And I'm like, man, I'm totally fucked, you know? And like, man, the best case scenario is they eat the wings and they were middle of the pack. Right, you know, I mean, middle of the pack, you know. So CBA is 200, and you know, whatever, there's 188 teams. So I'm like, man, if I get a 185 in chicken, that's like a good day, and I'm fucked, and I'm not gonna win the contest. So I was, man, I was so pissed. I was really pissed. I was really not happy, you know. So I cooked the rest of the contest, and I don't know, it seemed like a struggle, man. It never seems like a struggle. Like every week in and week out, it's the same shit. And I don't, you know. But it seemed like a struggle for whatever reason. And we, you know, we have the contest. So, man, we go to awards and I'm like, man, it's all good. You know, so, man, I can win, you know, maybe two of the other categories. I told Bill, I'm like, man, what do you like? He's like, dude, I liked everything. I tried some new shit on pork, you know, so I'm trying to get around that because it was fucking horrible, horrible, you know. So, you know, Bill's sitting there with his pork gig or whatever. And I'm like, bro, I mean, he knew. And Vanessa knows because me and Vanessa are pretty tight or whatever. And she knows I'm kind of like out there. And I'm like, fuck this motherfucker. I'm out of here. Whatever, you know. So I made the little Tourette's action going on with the chicken. and anyway, so we go to awards. And, man, they call chicken. And Bill's like, man, it's the best chicken I've ever cooked in my life. You know what I mean? So, man, I fully expected when it got to first place chicken, it was going to be Bill, right? And it wasn't. But whatever. And I'm like, holy shit, you know, it wasn't. So I knew it wasn't going to be me, man. I'm like, normally at a big contest, or it doesn't really matter, a big contest, I'm like, man, I'm going to call 11th. And I told Bill, I'm like, bro, I call 111th on chicken. You know what I mean? I'm going to call this in advance. You know what I mean? So they start calling ribs, and, man, my ribs weren't the best ever, but man, I'm like, man, those got potential, you know. And I think I leaned over to Bill. I'm like, bro, those ribs got a chance, you know. It was about that time, da, 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 you know, the CBA's got the walk up music, and I heard my song. Like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. He's like, you fuck them up. Like, oh yeah, fuck, that's me. And and man, we're gonna make them tell our name because you could have the same song. So it played a little while, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. So I got an 8th place rib. Or whatever. So, man, that was pretty good. You know, I mean, big contests like that, at least you walk. You know, it's kind of like the rule. Like, man, you know what? If I don't win it, I want to walk. I want to kind of show up and make sure people know I'm there or whatever. So I had that. And then, man, I had my meats ranked as far as, man, brisket was my best. Ribs was next. Pork, then chicken. So we go into pork, and I'm like, eh. Man, I fully didn't expect a pork walk or whatever. And Bill's over there moaning the whole time. He's like, oh, yeah, bro, I got those pork steaks. They're fucking horrible. You know, he's doing all this shit, you know, or whatever. And then he leans over, and it was about third place. He's like, but I'm still kind of holding on. You know, maybe they will. You know, and I mean, the chicken fried starts playing or whatever on the second pork. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. Okay, so – you know, Bill tried a bunch of different shit, and then bam, he gets up there for a second place pork and a perfect 200 or whatever. So, man, in a big contest like that, man, everything 197 or better. So you never know what's outside of that. And man, he hit that. So we're at awards or whatever. And I'm like, bro, if you hit a brisket walk, dude, it's game over. You know, I'm like, you got this. And he's over there, look at my pork box and this and that or whatever. And he's showing him. You know, I'm like, hey, bro, man, we'll talk about it later, but that's my song. I got to go up there for brisket, you know. So, I mean, they're playing my brisket song while he's kind of showing me that. You know? So I ended up getting 10th place brisket and, you know, whatever. It all worked out like it did, and there was no other walks or whatever. And they called it top 10 overall. And, man, we're sitting there talking about it. And, man, I told him, I'm like, dude, I'm not in the top 10. I know I'm not. You know, I know that chicken didn't get around the corner. So we're watching it. I'm really thinking Bill's got it. You know, I mean, Robert Smith's got two good walks. Sons of Smoke has two good walks. They have a perfect 200 in brisket. They just won San Antonio Rodeo. They won the contest last year. Bill's got a perfect 200 pork. Man, I got a couple walks, but, man, they ain't shit. You know what I mean? So, man, I'm looking at it, and, you know, we're down to fourth or third or whatever they called the teams, and they called second. And, man, not many of us knew Black Pepper, right? Like, we didn't know who that team was, and it was like, holy shit, man. We didn't have that factored in. And they had a couple nice walks, you know. Kudos to those guys or whatever. And it came down to first place. And, man, I'm kind of thinking, man, is it Robert Smith? Man, is it Sons of Smoke? And, man, I kind of had Bill Peck for that, and he's right beside me. And, you know, I'm like, man, Bill's got a 200 in port. Man, I'm totally out of the equation. And, man, they start playing the walk-up music, and they play, you know, I hear that, and I swear it was like 5 or 6 minutes in my mind of what the fuck is that song, you know, but it was only like maybe, you know, a half a second. And I'm like, holy fuck, you know, I mean, I just didn't see it coming. So I've never been blindsided more at a contest, and I always expect to win a contest, and I didn't expect to win that one. So it was a pretty good feeling hearing that song and winning that contest, but whatever. That's the story.
And as I'm sitting there too, like we're sitting there and they're starting to call out the top 10, and he's like, I ain't making top 10. My chicken's that bad, bro. It's going to sink me. There's no way.
Dude, I told you that at 11:30, you know, we turned in chicken at 11. I told you that.
Yeah, been the team all day, but even at, when they're called, even after two calls, he's like, man, even with those two calls, there's no way that chicken's going to be, it's not going to be a top 100 chicken. So he really was blind. I mean, I was sitting there, man. He was he's sitting there whispering in my ear, telling me who he thinks going to win and who it could be. And, man, they start playing his song. And, man, I don't think I've ever seen him freak out as much as he freaked out, because, man, he wasn't expecting it. It kind of reminded me of the Royal that year. I got eighth, and I wasn't expecting it because I had no calls, to where all of a sudden you hear, you know, your name or your song, to where, holy shit, you know. But, yeah, it was man, it was pretty cool to watch him freak out. Man, I would have liked to have freaked out, but nevertheless, man, it was really cool to watch him freak out. You know,
I forgot you guys' awards are on. I go hit the live, and they like just started the overall, and they start playing a song. And I've only cooked Texas a few times, so I don't know all the songs. And I'm like, man, I know this song. And then they go, Canned Heat. And I was like, okay.
Pipe bomb bags.
So they start playing. I'm like, man, I know this song. And then there goes Kit.
And he didn't know. Kid had no idea, because he didn't get any calls. And he's sitting there jawjacking with Danny, and they start playing his song. And he's like, man, what's that for? It's 10th overall, Kid. Get up there. They got to check for
get
you.
Get your
you
ass know? Up there, Kid. Man, that's you. You know, he's like, whoa, is that beans? I didn't even cook beans. You know what I mean? He was clueless.
Completely clueless. So, but yeah. And that's pretty cool. Man, and I did think that pork was my worst turn-in, and me and Phil were sitting there, and they're calling teams for pork. Some of the teams they called, man, we didn't know who they were. So I'm like, man, maybe I have a chance if it's more backyard teams getting in there on pork. You know, it wasn't a lot of the normal suspects, if you will.
Man, and, bro, man, you looked probably at me about third place pork, and you looked over, you leaned over and go, man, I'm kind of holding out. Like, I hated my pork, but, man, I'm kind of holding out a little hope. And, man, it was about that time the second place pork hit, and it was – blank, 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 you know, it was the chicken fried song. You know what I mean? Like, on cue, right?
I told Bill, we talked afterwards, and I'm like, man, you know, down there, you know, not certified judges and stuff. And, it's a pork steak, man. I mean, how many of those judges are like, man, this is like my Uncle Ray used to make in the backyard. Like, it might have just hit home with them, you know?
Man, it must have, you know. It definitely must. And it was, man, I didn't think the box was good looking. And it, man, it scored 10s all over the place. I think there was the drop score was like a 9-10-9 or something. So, and it was actually tied for first. It's just a randomizer lost the electronic coin flip, if you will. So.
I'm just blown away that you saw some sweet and sour sauce.
I remember you leaning over and telling me that, Bill, about third or fourth place pork. Like, man, bro, it sucked, but I'm kind of holding on to hope, right? You told me that. It wasn't long after that, bam, you know, perfect score, 200, whatever. Here goes Bill. And so we're, man, so they go in the overall top 10. And, man, I had told him, like, way earlier in the day, I'm like, man, it's going to be pretty embarrassing. I get three walks. And, man, I know I'm not going to top 10 this contest, right? And so anyway, so we're doing that, and they're calling the top 10, and then down to, like, fourth or fifth. And, man, I don't know if you remember, Bill, but I'm like, man, I'm kind of still holding on to hope that maybe I'm in there, you know, and I don't know if you remember that, but I forgot it pretty quick because, man, they called third and then they called reserve, which I was kind of, I was waiting on that. Dun, 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 dun. I was waiting on you to, man, I kind of had you pegged, right? I'm like, you got 200, all your other meets were good. And man, you're there. And man, when they called the last song, I'm like, man, that was a blindside.
So Phil, what'd you get in chicken and pork?
Yeah, so I was 8th in ribs, 10th in brisket, 12th in – they only call the top 10, right, 188 teams or whatever. So 12th in pork, we didn't hear that call. And, man, chicken, which, man, I was hoping was in the top 100, it was 22nd. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Are you cooking a whole bird and then cutting it and turning it in half? Or you cooking half separate?
Yeah, spatchcock. Yeah. Spatchcock bird, cutting it in half, and, man, I cook wings or whatever, so –
I just didn't know if you cook two different halves, you know, the hope of one of them being cooked better than the other. But when you cook a whole spatchcock, man.
It was a spatchcock. And I'm like, you know, so I mean, I'm a little disheartened. I'm like, man, I'm totally fucked here. I mean, that's the way I felt. You know what I mean? I'm like,
I don't think one half of the spatchcock bird can be better than the other. If one half is dry, I'm pretty sure the other half is dry too.
I'm over there praying for the angel table. I'm like, man, how can I get around this? And I couldn't find any way around it, you know, in my brain. I'm like, man, I'm whatever. I'm going for meat. I'm going for ribs, pork, and brisket after this. You know, my overall was shot as soon as I got back and tasted some of that stuff. I just didn't feel like it was in the cards. And
we've all been there. I mean, we've all walked in something we thought was shit.
No. I mean, I just can't believe they finally got it right. You know what I mean?
Man, Brad texted me earlier, said the judging is still wrong. Still off.
Man, I told him don't change the goddamn.
I was talking about your loss.
Oh, shit, man. Brad's got a lot of – man, that's a lot of KCBS trophies in the back. Fuck.
Yeah, I think, you know, me and Phil talk about how winning never gets old. I think winning is getting old for Brad, you know.
I do think that we all need to go down to Texas, like everybody I know, and all put chicken fried in for our walk song.
Oh, here it comes.
Let's see how that plays out. Get about 15 of us down there, and we'll just all go chicken fried one year.
I cooked 3 pork steaks. As Chris Schaefer's advice to me was to cook 3, so I went with 3. So, answering Man Meat Barbecue. So, he's in the
shittiest pork ever, right, Bill?
It was, you know, and man, I mean, I think Man Meat talked.
You were over there moaning about your pork. I was. The way I was moaning about my chicken, and I'm like, man, was your pork fucking bleeding? And you're like, no.
You know what I mean? Medium rare pork.
Hey, he's over there. Oh, fuck, it's horrible. Man, if I can get around that pork, you know what I mean? And of course, you know, they go do the pork and bam, 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 and there, you know, whoosh, 200, perfect score.
Confetti flying, yeah.
Confetti flying. I'm not cooking it next week. Yeah, I might. I might cook it next week.
Are you cooking it next week, Bill?
I am cooking it. I am going to cook pork steaks again. So, and I'm going to try to fix everything I did wrong. So it was the first time I ever actually cooked pork steaks.
And for the record, it was not a perfect, right?
That's right. That's right. So okay, there's room.
I mean,
for
so we always want to fix what we did wrong. Yeah. You know, for the record.
I do like that. I like that Bill called me on Wednesday and said, "Hey, man, how do you cook a pork steak?" I was like, "You're going to take your first
on Wednesday." Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, first, you buy a pork butt and you cut it. You know what I mean? Baby steps.
Well, you take your first shot at it. Way. Your first shot at it's going to be at a comp, you know.
Man, I don't think we need donations for Phil to drink tonight.
Man, I'm glad we got a big group of drinkers on stage. You know, I mean, everybody raise their glass.
Yeah.
There you go. I got you, Phil. I got you, big guy.
Oh, there he is.
Wes, no, I did watch.
Hey, man.
Good job.
Daniels, politically incorrect. Jack Daniels team of last year. Wes. Callahan, my boy, right there.
I'm in boy.
Yeah. Last day of the season, big buck down. Wes is my
winner
boy.
Of life, is the way I call it.
Winner of life. teammate extraordinaire. Like, man, LC what? Barbecue's never been on a roll like they've ever been since Wes has joined the team. You know what I mean?
I think you've lost since I've been on the team.
Man, I haven't. You know what I mean? And man,
let's give a little background to that. I'm gonna give a hang on a second, Phil. I'm gonna give a little background to that. Hold on, Phil. Hang on. So I think Phil posted his results like the first week after the show. Man, I think I can't remember what he got, but Wes gets in the comments. Man, since we're on the same team now, I feel like I won. Wes was a part of the show, so Wes is trying to jump on every win Phil wins.
Hey, look, man, I'm just jumping on coattails. Can you blame me?
Wes, you've never cooked better, bro.
I feel like I need to give some of this knowledge out too. So backstage, we're gonna give all Phil's.
And I've never seen you cook better.
Me neither. Hey, so, you just keep. I don't want to get that empty here in a minute.
Yeah.
Bill, I got a real question.
Congratulations to us. Okay,
we got real questions, Phil. Hang on. We got real questions.
Did you cut collars into the pork steaks? Did you get the whole bone-in pork steak?
So I had three pork steaks, and then I
had
two
collars. Hey, for the record, Chris, man, nobody in Texas knows what a collar is, for the record. Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah. I had two collars that I sliced up and cooked those just like I did the pork steak. So,
yeah,
you know, basically miniature pork. I mean, kind of just what you told me, you know. Yeah. Man, I spoke to Brad too, and man, I called both of you guys. I think I called Brad on the way down. Spoke to him, and you know, he basically, you know, I'd watched the video. Like I said, the video is pretty. That's pretty much exactly what I did. Was what was in the video. I think the video on the Barbecue League Brad's got. They're a little thinner. Yeah, man, but I think Walmart. Brad, you covered that in the video. Yeah, I mean, he just had some Walmart ones, but the process was pretty much the same. Cooked them on the
dryer. It was pretty much the same, but what Bill said was like, man, I want to make sure whatever Brad did in Cedar Park, I don't do. You know what I mean?
Do it a little better. What they got wrong in Cedar Park was the judging.
That's the only part was wrong.
Next year,
everything else is right.
So. We finally got it right, and I won the contest, man. But that's not. I was in the running until I got like a 162 or something that day.
Oh,
you did.
There's no coming back from that.
That was a kick in the nuts.
Man, it was not good. I mean, it's good. They did not like it. Let's put it that way. So, I almost poisoned Michael Simon too because he's allergic to raspberry.
That's right.
And he's sitting there eating, and he already had chicken, and you know, and he comes back, and he's like, "Man, is there raspberry in this?" I said, I guarantee there's probably raspberry about everybody's food you're eating today. Right. Yes. Oh, that makes sense. So we all almost killed the top chef down in Cedar Park with the salt raspberry.
It's funny, you know, you say that because when they saw me in Louisiana, it was several episodes later. I think it was the next season or whatever. They came in. Hey, Michael wants to see you with the ribs. Man, you don't have any raspberry in your ribs, do you? I said, well, not yet. And want to taste one. He's allergic to raspberry, you know. So,
well, he did. He came, you know, when we won Memphis in May, they weren't really featuring us. We didn't make the cut. And, you know, they wanted to get coverage of it right afterwards. So he came running right over there. We've got whole, you know, we've got some of the belly that we're doing up. You know, we're getting ready to give it to Michael so we can try it on camera. And Tim grabs a bottle of Razz and just goes, just a big old, just as much as you can dump on there. And I'm like, well, there we go. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to be trying that today on camera. So it was pretty funny.
Man, y'all got a big event coming up this weekend, the Barbecue League, right, Brad?
Is it? We do, yeah, we're going to be down in Daytona, man. We're going to be at 500 on the infield cooking. Well, we got the first things at Proud Souls, right. If everybody's in the area. I know Chris is going to be there. If you're in the area, you're a Barbecue League member, come by. We're going to have Tim's going to be there, Luke Darnell, Chris, myself, Chris Webb going to be there too. So we're just going to have like a little meet and greet. We're going to be cooking some food, cooking some ribs, cooking everything up. So if you're in the Orlando area, this evening, Thursday evening, 6 to 9, we'll be out there drinking Tim's beer and just having a good old time. So that's a Barbecue League members only deal. And then we're going to Daytona to do, we're going to be doing a little bit of impromptu filming content for the Barbecue League, but hopefully some for the Food Network. We don't know. They're just coming down, Michael and you know, Nick from, you know, his producer. They're just going to come down there and shoot a little, you know, we're just shooting some stuff, just low key, like not, there's no agenda. There's no, you know, there's no place for it to live. So, you know, hopefully somebody picks it up and puts it somewhere. If not, man, we'll put it on the Barbecue League. We'll have it out there on, you know, Michael, I'm sure he'll have it on his channels and everything else. So it should be a good time, man. Just down there, even though it looks like it's been a poor rain the whole time. So we were worried about the cars making too much noise. You know, we got to be done filming by then before they fire up the cars. We may not have to worry about that. It's just, we're just cooking in the rain. So we'll see what happens.
And Brad, I just wanted to pop in and ask you, as the, would you say the better half of the Tim duo, the Blues Hog duo, could you not get a Super Bowl ticket? I mean,
yeah, man, so Tim's been working that relationship for like 5 years and it finally paid off. And I texted him, I said, man, you've been, and of course for him, he's got sauces and rubs and everything else. So him going out and doing events makes a lot more sense than me going out and doing, you know, consumer facing events. And so he's been doing stuff, you know, with Dane and El Bandito Yankee Tequila for I don't know how long he's been doing it, and it finally paid off. I saw a picture of Brother D. This kind of guy Tim is, if you're wondering. I saw a picture of Brother D with Tim's sister-in-law Tracy going out to Las Vegas, and I'm like, oh man, you know, that's cool. They're going to the game or whatever. No, they had one ticket. Tim took it. Everybody else. I don't know what they were doing. They're just hanging out. So I've been jokingly trying to hire Brother D for years. And I'm like, Brother D, you know, if you were working for me, man, I'd give you my Super Bowl ticket. But, you know, the only difference is I wouldn't have one.
Brother D's in the parking lot.
No, he was all the way out in Vegas. He didn't even get anywhere near the building. Tim went out there. I thought that was funny. I talked to both of them today. It was good story.
And Shaper, are you going?
A good one to go to, man. You talk about a great game and being in Vegas and everything else. Yeah, I get jealous of Tim too much, but yeah, that was one of the times. It would be nice.
When they said they had a streaker, I texted everybody. I said, was that Tim?
Hey, man, the guy looked shorter. Man, Chris, I got a question. Like, look, man, you got a really obscure background. Like, what do you got going on there? Like, it's nothing.
In my my background?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's it's just a wall, is it? But it's actually it looks a little bit more.
Phil and Bill and I have trophies to lend you if you want some.
Thanks, buddy.
No, man, I got it. Man, we were doing the class last week, and I'm like, what am I going to do with all these 10th place trophies? And I'm thinking, I'm like, man, we'll send them Schaefer when we do the show. Get all the 10th place trophies.
Hey, I've got plenty of 10th place trophies.
I always joke I'm going to give them out.
No, my bad. We're going to send them to Wes. Not you, Chris. We're just in the West.
It's funny. It's the first time we did this show. Whoever's like, man, you got a cool black background there. And I showed her by my phone. I'm in my daughter's playroom. Like, there's nowhere else in my house that's like quiet than I'm in my daughter's playroom right now. So it's ridiculous.
I love it.
And as much as I hate to admit it, that wall looks black, but it's actually Dallas Cowboys blue. So,
Oh, shit.
Now, let's see if we can get our producer, Wes. Are you out there, Wes?
Wes, I'm always here, brother. 24/7.
So can you get, the link to the Barbecue League, the website, to put it maybe in the chat for people that don't know that, man. And I don't know if there's been a spike on watching that pork video, but if you want to do pork
stuff. Man, we're taking shots tonight, Bill. I'm drinking over here. I don't feel the I don't think anyone's donated a lot of the stuff we're doing this weekend too.
Man,
it's a big drinking show, right? Chris, you drink a lot, right?
Yeah.
Brad, you drink a lot. Bill, you drink a lot. Wes, man, we have
all
a drink.
That's a painkiller to me.
What were you saying, Brad?
And you're going on.
I got the kids mixing them up.
No, I was saying we will be going live a lot this weekend too on our Facebook page back behind it. So if you get bored, man, you want to see some inner workings there, Daytona 500 will be live and at that event there in Orlando as well. So if you sign
up, are you making the trip, Chris, or no?
No, Chris, I'm down there. I'm down there cooking Haines City. It's a KCBS com.
And how far is that from Daytona?
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's okay. I mean, it's probably like four. Depending, I mean, traffic sucks there because it's just off of I-4 there between Tampa and Orlando where he's cooking.
Yeah, right.
And so depending on traffic, it can be anywhere from hour and a half to, you know, but he's going to be coming to see us in Orlando, which is probably about a 45-minute trip from the contest.
Yeah, I said no, like 45 minutes
from contest in Florida, come on out.
Right.
Yeah, shit. Well, if time allows, can we circle back on smoking on the Rio a little bit?
Yeah, we might. I mean, let's see where we at on time just now. Let's see. Yeah, we're only 36 minutes into it. Uh-oh.
Yeah, fuck, if it's early, man, let's circle back to ribs on San Antonio Rodeo. You know what I mean? I mean, just like things we talk about for the show that people want to hear. You know what I mean?
You might need to take a drink first, Phil.
Man, fuck it. Man, have we got anybody want to, like, promote the show? Man, I've been drinking. Man, I don't see anybody donating. You know what I mean?
Bill, just give me the sign. I'll get one.
Wes is my boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Wes is about to put you on mute.
But we like to both kill ducks. You know what I mean? We like to drink and shit. And, man, one of my boys, you know, KP, we talk about it on the show or whatever, you know, or whatever. And then Wes is like, you know, man, ain't nobody ever out Mississippi to Mississippi boy like Kip Polk. You know what I mean? I mean, that's
the truth, man.
That's
the truth. Got a credit score to prove it. I can promise
man,
you.
I'm over here. Like, it ain't easy doing this show, right? I get a lot of podcasts or whatever, and they're talking and they ask questions. Man, Kip Polk's right there. He's in live. Like, he should be on the show. You know what I mean? And he's not. And half the time he's sleeping, and I'm like, man, you need to wake up. You need to be in the show or whatever. And then he's like, man, you know what? You know, it's a big contest like that. You know what? I mean, you know, how'd you finish? Did you finish 11? And I finished 10th. And that's what it's all about. It's beating your friends.
Robert, pissing me off. Thanks for the donation, brother. Appreciate it.
You guys see?
I don't know if we're going to make an after show this week.
Yeah. Did you guys?
Are we already on the after show?
No.
Did you guys see Jordan's comment?
Yeah, I put it up there. Phil's talking in cursive. So Jordan's coming down this week. He's cooking the CBA. He's coming down to cook. He's try his hand at a CBA. So.
I wonder if he's running half chickens.
Man, I don't know. Let's ask him, see if he'll pop it in the comments. If he's going to run thighs or half chickens, or what's he going to do? Yeah.
Bill, you ready for Houston?
You know, I did think, you know, kind of circling back, I did think that half chicken, you know, when I cooked Houston, or San Antonio, man, I didn't really get to try my half chicken because I only cooked one and you had to put two. I cooked a spatchcock bird and, man, I had to cut it in half and put them both in the box. And so I didn't really get to try it. So obviously smoking on the Rio, I cooked three halves. Man, I loved everything about it. I thought the texture was great. I thought it was wonderful. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident. On half chicken.
You would have won the contest if you'd have hated it more.
Yeah. So I'm feeling real good about half chicken to the point where, man, I don't know if I want to cook half chicken this weekend and just cook thighs. But, you know, I got my boss, the wife, she's like, I think we'll just stick with the half chicken until Houston, once Houston gets out of the way. Because most people know most of the time I'm cooking thighs in CBA. And, man, they've done well for me. So, but equally so, man, the half chicken did really good for me at San Antonio. Her bird hit, I think, eighth. And, man, it was obviously me cooking both of them to some degree, just kind of telling her what to do. And I hit first. So, man, like I said, I'm feeling really good about it. And I didn't get to try those, but man, this one I felt really good about it. But man, you know how it goes. Sometimes you really love them and they don't do so hot. I think it hit like 30th place. It wasn't terrible. My brisket's really what killed me there. I think brisket was 70 something place over the weekend. That's the one that really sunk me. And man, I felt good about it. It was just my normal brisket. So,
yeah. But we've all had it, what it is.
Yeah.
I was in Alabama in December and I tried my ribs and I'm like, man, these are not good. And my dad tried them and he goes, I mean, they're not terrible. And I go, well, that's exactly what I'm going for, Dad. Not terrible. And then we won 80 ribs and you're like, okay, whatever.
Absolutely. Always listen to Pops. Hey, got a question for Serge is asking, Brad, when's that brine going to be available, man?
You got it, man. It's Bill's. I don't want to, you know, a lot of people use them and Bill does, you know, I had a terrible time with the co-packer and I just pulled out. So right now I'm using Bill's. So that's what I run with. At some point we'll probably have it out more for our restaurants, but we'll have it out in the line because we're opening the chicken restaurant here in about 6 weeks. And, you know, we'll have it out to the market at some point, but I can tell you that Bill's is from the same origins. And it, yeah. You know, if you get on there and you follow some of the changes, you know, that Bethany does on the barbecue league or whatever, man, you'd have this exact same brine. Our brines were the same. I just added some phosphates and some MSG to it. Yeah. You know, essentially a little bit different spices. So if I was going to buy one, which I am buying one, actually, I'm not going to buy one because I'm giving them this endorsement. I'm going to have Bill send me some. And that's what I'd use, man. Use the game over.
Yeah. While we got you going, I was going to ask you, I know a lot of people have asked me, what's your schedule look like this year? I mean,
I don't even know. Show,
are you going to hit it hard? Are you going to kind of do 15?
I don't even know what year it is. What are we at, 24? In 22, I did about 25 contests. I think that's probably what I'm going to circle back around to. Say 20 to 25 contests, and may go up or down, you know, just depending. I need to get a couple here. I'd like to just to get qualified for the Jack, but I'm not even pushing that. You know, I'm not cooking that contest in Florida. I did the one in Florida a couple weeks ago, Lakeland, just because my boy wanted to go to a contest. He's 10 years old, and he's always been kind of the short end of the stick because my family kind of quit going. You know, when I was first starting out, my family went to every one of them. So when my two daughters were young, they get to go to every contest. And my son's kind of been screwed in that aspect. So I'm trying to take him to a contest or two, but that was really the point of that one, wasn't to cook a lot. So I honestly don't know that I'm going to cook again until after Memphis in May right now.
Wes, I know
Brad. And how many do you have right now, Brad? Don't you sitting on five or six?
I'm sitting on five. Yeah, I'm sitting on five. I had six wins, but one of them was under one of the qualifiers, so I'm sitting on five wins. And I mean, downplay the Jack or anything like that. I really want to make it, but for me, man, I've been there like six or seven times, and I'm okay if I don't make it. You know what I mean? I'd like to go cook it, but I'm not going to go out there and. Right. And cook every weekend just for the Jack Daniels. If it comes,
but you know, and you've already won it too. Yeah. So I mean, it's
right. That helps.
It's already
helps
too, yeah. No, yeah, it's a box no big that deal. Already picked. Yeah,
no big deal. What was that? So,
hey, I said no big deal.
I've been
deal.
Sitting here drinking my coffee. We were joking around about world championships. I've been sitting here drinking my coffee or my tea with my Memphis and May one, waiting for somebody to comment. Nobody did. We were talking about that earlier.
Man, no, do you have one that's the most special? I mean, is there one that's the most special to you, Brad, or no?
I mean, I think the Jack is just because it's such an intimate, like all that's there are cooks. You know, when you're at the Royal, you're surrounded like 600 people. And, you know, I've gotten reserved there, gotten first place calls, gotten whatever. Memphis, man, you know, there's a ton of people there. But the Jack is like walking up there, and Chris can attest to this, man. It's like everybody in barbecue that you know coming up and shaking your hand. Like it takes forever to get up to that stage. You got like Johnny Trigg, you got Tuffy Stone, you've got, you know, just legends in barbecue. Chris Lilly, you know, coming up and it's such a small environment that they can come up and talk to you and shake your hand. And I think that's just as far as just a big call, man. That one was the most special, just because, you know, not that there aren't bigger contests or not that there aren't better wins, but just because of the intimacy of the, you know, being in the hollow and winning it really probably was, you know, my most special. I really enjoyed King of the Smoker too when I won that in 2018. It was a similar thing, right? You're there with Myron, Johnny Trigg, you know, you're there with everybody that you've heard about because they would always bring six or seven legends in and then eight, you know, 18 other cooks. So King of the Smoker is probably a close second because the same feeling. And then you get to go sit down and you kind of hanging out with those guys all the rest of the night. So those two are, man, is the best feeling wins. I don't know if they're the biggest wins, but they're the best, like, you know, the best feels after a win.
The Jack's crazy, and I've said it before, and Brad will probably echo me on this. Like, I've never had a comp where, like, everyone just starts closing in on you. Like, if they think you've won it, man, it's like people just start moving towards you because they, you know, got a good chance you won. And it's a weird feeling, man. It's really cool.
Well, I got my brisket call, and a couple years before that, Tim had had three really good calls, including a 180 in brisket. He didn't get chicken call, but he had a, you know, like, seventh in ribs and a top five in pork, and then he 180 brisket. And Johnny, when he's walking up there to get brisket, you hear Johnny come up there and congratulate him. He's like, "Oh, you got this. You got this, Tim," you know, giving him a big hug and everything else, you know. Yeah. And so after I got my brisket call, I'm walking up there, and Johnny kind of stands up, and I kind of point at him. I said, "Sit back down." I said, "I'll give you a hug if I get one more call. I'm not gonna let you Tim shear me on this deal," and, you know, end up sitting there. Then there's been many a times I've had three calls at a major, and you end up that, you know, you get those big contests, and just like Phil's talking about, like you can get no calls and be up there, or you can have three good ones. You know, Joe damn near had three 180s a couple years ago at the Royal, and he ended up third. Like, you never know when you got those things. You never know what that third call or that fourth call is going to be. And so you're just sitting there, and you just, you know, you're just like, "Johnny, sit down. I love you, man. I'll give you a hug here in a minute, but let me get that big call first, and then we'll do it." So I didn't want him, I didn't want him jinxing me like that.
I definitely remember that year that I got eighth overall, and, you know, Corey Mikes was sitting behind me. Corey and Fred were sitting. We were all sitting right there together, and, man, I come unglued with eighth overall with no calls. And, man, you and Joe, I pegged y'all kind of going one and two. You know, I wasn't really tracking QU as much as I was tracking you guys, and, man, I'm up there glad hand hugging everybody and doing all the stuff. And, man, I turn around and, man, I see you. You're trying to give me a high five, and you're holding a number seven. And I'm holding the number eight, and I'm like, "Oh, shit, man." You've had three calls. I thought, man, you were going to be, obviously.
Well, you know, and I've had three calls at the Royal four times, and I've got a reserve, and I've never won it. And I've been sitting there 1 year, Tim no call reserved it, and I had three calls. Yeah. And I'm sitting there, you know, thinking I want it, I think I finished like 50th or something that year, because the other one was like, I only 154 and chicken or something ridiculous like
that. Everybody that year was like, "Oh man, Brad and Tim just went 1-2 when they called him reserve, and then they called 913, and we all went, "What just happened?" Because we knew you had it.
Yeah, I mean, that's those big contests, man. You just, like, you can't and, you know, you can't take anything for granted, and you can do that. Like, you can do something where you get two calls and you're in it and you got a shot. That's why you never, you know, when Fred won it, man, he had two calls, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I think Jordan had two calls this year when he won it, you know, I mean, he got a call on Thursday, was his third call. And it's just, I think it's just, like, you never know. You don't know if you're in it. Like this year, it could have been anybody. I mean, and jokes aside about KCBS doing it, but you have to feel that two calls this year.
Yeah. I had two calls. I thought I was in it. I had a pork call and a brisket call, and, man, I was worried about my chicken, and it ended up being my ribs that sunk me. So
I think I had two top fives, you know, with a 180, and you're sitting there going, okay. And then I got, you know, I was 15th, 14th, 15th, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Man, which is a good finish. You know, I mean, it's a good finish, but you just never, you know, those big contests, man, you never know. Can't take anything for granted.
Can I at least say that I thought I was in it too? I mean,
Jim too. So I said, I told you the whole field had it.
Yeah.
Even Wes had two calls for the Royal this year.
I did have two calls, man. We got to find out.
I thought you had a chance. I was listening to it at home, and I honest to God, you were getting calls, man. I thought you had. I mean, everybody had a chance.
Man, I didn't.
Congratulations, Wes, on your world championship.
We did well at the Royal this year too, Phil. You're piggybacking.
And for you, Chris, which one was the Jack the most special for you?
It's not even close. You know, we won the KCBS Invitational twice, and, like, I think there's still, like, you know, Brad's like kind of question no marks deal. About.
No big deal.
I think there's still question marks about how big those are. You know what I mean? I mean, the Jack's by far and away the biggest thing.
Right. All right. So if you had to choose, Chris, would it be the Jack or would it be the Royal?
Jack, hands down. I mean,
I appreciate that.
Well, the Royal's a monster win. Anytime you can beat 500 teams,
Jack takes talent. Just say what you feel. I think the select.
That's kind of the way I feel about San Antonio. You know,
man, I mean, pretty much whatever the fuck we want is what we feel like is the badass motherfucker.
I truly think, though, like, and I think a lot of people are this way. Like, when I started cooking, like, the Jack is the one you circled. You're like, oh, I want to go to the Jack and win the Jack. I mean, the Royal's a monster, but I mean, that was the big one for me 10 years ago, you know?
It's cool. The Jack Daniels is cool because what the Jack Daniels people do for
you. Oh, yeah. I mean, the Jack treats you amazing, too. I mean, it's crazy.
They still come into the restaurants and do stuff, and their marketing team still keeps in touch. And you know what I mean? It's just, it's really cool. Well, I'm sure Fred won another. You're the luckiest brisket cook on the planet. I mean, you're pretty good too.
Unofficial air, unofficial, but best podcast in the world.
I did talk to Donnie Teal. Donnie Teal, he told me whenever he won the Jack, and he had radio stations all over the country reaching out to him. You know, and I don't know. You know, I think he said when he won the Jack, man, it paid only like $2,500. But even way back then, radio stations, everything was
It's just a name. I think, you know, in my experience in restaurants, like Memphis is the one everybody asks about. Like Memphis is the one everybody knows, and they always ask, hey, you know, you cook Memphis in May. You cook Memphis in May. Our proximity, you know, the American Royal, people kind of know about it, but it's not like it for front and center like it is in people in Kansas City. Nobody knows really about the Jack as far as barbecue contest goes, but immediately as soon as you attach Jack Daniel's name to something, it lends credibility to it.
Yeah.
And I think
in Texas, they do the same with the Houston Rodeo, even though Texas, it's all Houston Rodeo, which most of its legacy teams.
It normally is, but really what I want to tell you guys is, Mike, can we circle back to
– Yeah, okay. Smoke it on a reel, man. It's probably the biggest world championship. I mean, in Texas.
Really wants to, like, man, Houston is cool. Jack's cool. And, you know, the American Royal's cool. But, man, at the end of the day, everybody wants to win Smoke It on the Reel. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what they're like, man, I'll tell you what. Like, man, I'd love to win those. But really, I want to win Smoke It on the Reel. You know what I mean? That's what people tell me.
You know, we're in no position to argue.
I ain't got a dog. Chris and I are always telling me is I want to win Smoking on the Rio.
Yeah. I think Brad and I are going to go to Smoking on the Rio next year.
I don't know. I don't need that embarrassment in my life, man. I'll get the idiot place of Smoking on the Rio. I don't know.
You're coming to Cedar Park, though, Brad, huh? Yeah. You are going to come to Cedar Park, though, huh, Brad? Maybe.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. So I'm in a quandary because I kind of enjoyed cooking in Costa Rica, and they put those contests on the same weekend. So I'm at a crossroads here. So I said I wasn't going to cook till after Memphis. That weekend, first weekend in April will be the first one I cook. So gotcha. I will either go to, I will either go down to Cedar Park again, or I'll fly into Costa Rica.
Hey, which is really good information. But I mean, can we circle back to Smoking on the Rio?
Smoking on the Rio.
Man, we'll cover Smoking on the Rio in the after show.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Smoking on the Rio is like 24 hours from my house. it's a haul,
Chris. It's 24 hours from my house.
I mean, we were pretty much in Panama. I mean, kind of. Yeah,
pretty much.
It's a Costa Rica contest.
Yeah,
right.
No, it's a big win. We don't want. I agree. That's probably the biggest win this year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brad. Man, that's the best thing you said all night. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, like, man, Troy Aikman ain't got shit, but, man, you make sense.
I like your chances this weekend, too, down there. What's the Seguin coming up this weekend? Is that what we got?
Seguin, yeah. Yeah, we've got
I'd like to cook that one, but I couldn't make it. So that'd been a fun one to go to.
How many teams do you guys have there, Bill?
I think it's maybe if Fred's in the chat. I think he's in the chat. I want to think maybe it's 160, maybe. It might be 160,
170. Houston week after that, right, Bill?
What's that?
Houston's the following weekend, right? So you kind of.
So yeah, I mean it's Seguin this weekend, and then Houston, and then Austin the very next weekend.
All right. Yeah.
Wow.
So we go, you know, Seguin, Houston, Austin, and then there's one up outside of Dallas. Man, it's paying $70,000. It's a CBA up there outside of Dallas.
Nice.
So basically, February is a month of world championships in Texas.
Pretty much.
Man, I tell you what, they're all going to be 100-plus team cook-offs, if not 200-plus team cook-offs, all of them. Even the one up there outside of Dallas. I mean, they're paying $70,000. Man, there's going to be, like I said, I bet you there'll be 100, 150 teams at that one.
That's Austin, just normal in Texas. I remember Brad took Uvalde a couple of years ago. I think it had 147 or 157 in Uvalde.
Pretty normal.
Yeah. It's man, we got a lot of big cook-offs. And, man, especially in this time, it seems like they're all back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even after that, we've got another one coming up in Cowboy Stadium where they're giving away a 60,000. It's in Cowboy Stadium. They're giving away a 60,000 RV for a grand. And then I think Reserve Grand is a suite for preseason game in the at the Cowboys preseason game for Reserve Grand.
Yeah, they really want to fuck you. They'll give you two of those.
We'll see if Brother Dickie's busy if one of us wins it. You know.
When is that? When's that one at the Cowboys Stadium?
Is it May? Right? May something.
I think you're right. I think it's May. Man, they're
stacked. Let me come down there and win that for you, Chris. This is like my you're like my kid at the carnival.
I want to go.
Come down there and win you sweet at the Cowboys game. I'll do it for you.
I want to go.
Right.
Might be fun,
man. I'll probably reserve it. You know,
should we? I think Brad and I should just go.
Yeah, reserve don't get shit.
Reserve gets the Cowboys suite. You know,
Brad and I should unveil.
Reserve don't get shit.
Brad and I can unveil the team getting heavy and go cook that one.
Getting heavy.
Getting heavy. We're there. We got heavy.
Heavy basted.
There's a lot of good combinations.
There is, yeah.
No, I think that's the two. I think that's it.
Yeah.
We covered them all. Does everybody enjoy Usher in the halftime show?
Every day.
It wasn't Prince, man. That Purple Rain deal that Prince did was.
As soon as he started the second song, Brad texted me and said, "Now we're making babies."
He started out, you know, he's a little fast. You know, right? I think him and Alicia Keys might have made a baby.
Right. Yeah, somebody was saying he was wearing like a uniform from like the movie Dodgeball, I think.
Yeah. The roller skating catalogs, man. They start roller skating around. I'm not quite sure what's going on with that.
And you, Chris, what's your schedule look like? You're cooking Florida, yeah?
Yeah, I'm cooking Florida, and then I kind of had some stuff going on at the restaurant. It's going to require me to be there this year a little more than I honestly anticipated. So I'm kind of pulling back and just cook when I can. You know, I was going to run pretty hard, but I think I'm just going to kind of cook when I can and, you know, let things shake out.
And have you done pork steaks before in a comp or no?
So, in St. Louis, when I was cooking the St. Louis Barbecue Society, like pork steak was a side category, ancillary category all the time. So we cooked them a ton. I've never turned them in at a KCBS or even an SLBS for the pork category, but we cooked pork steaks a lot.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even legal until a couple years ago.
Yeah,
right. I guess that's right. That's
right before that Cedar Park, my famous, failure at Cedar Park. that was really the first year it was legal to do that in KCBS.
That's right. Yeah, because they had the 4-pound minimum rule, I guess. Right.
I did a couple of years ago. I wanted to eat pork, and I posted a picture of an old pork steak box just to try to break the internet, but. I didn't actually.
I remember that pork steak box.
Hey, I want to ask all of you guys, every one of you. I'll start with you, Brad, because I think you jump out there more than most. What's the craziest shit you've ever tried to cook in a contest? Did you like, I just want to try it. I know Darren was turning pulled pork into Jack, which cost him.
Can I answer for Brad?
Please.
Let's hear it.
Chicken quarters.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I forgot about that. That was in a chicken one meat only.
I remember that because me and him were texting back and forth about those chicken quarters.
I couldn't even fit the damn things in the box, man. I finally just shoved them all in and just shut the lid and sent it out there. I thought they were good. You know, they ate good and everything, but they were just like they were so soft. I overcooked them so hard because I went a little bit longer, but they were you know, super succulent, but they were really, really, really overcooked. And so when I moved them, they had to all just mush. You know what I mean? It had to look like that. And I got killed, but I was laughing. I was like, God, you know, it's one of those deals where it's so bad, you know, it's going to score. You know what I mean?
Right. I know exactly what you mean.
The box looks ridiculous.
Treatment. I got the low score. But yeah, it was.
The box looked ridiculous.
Oh, it was so bad. but honestly, I mean, that was just kind of, I knew it was a joke. I was just messing around. Those pork steaks were probably my most ill-conceived idea. But I do all kinds of chicken, man. I do wings. I've been doing wings for years. You know, I've been doing wings for 5 or 6 years. And we'll turn in stuff all the time, different stuff. Man, we used to do different cuts of pork, you know, from the butt, all you can do, you know what I mean? And you know, brisket, there's not a whole lot you can do with brisket ribs. You can do different types of ribs. I have turned in baby back ribs, and I've scored with them before. So you just get bored.
That ghillie meat, man, that ghillie meat was awesome back in the day.
Yeah, I did that. You know, I mean, you only get one or two butts. So, you know, back when they had King of the Smoker, you'd get two butts. And so you're sitting there trying to make a box out of it or one butt. You know, they have one in North Carolina where they give you the meat and they only give you one butt. And they used to have an Iron Man, I think. But you get one butt, man, you can learn how to play off some of those different cuts. And you know, that's sometimes the difference between winning and losing is getting that full box.
Man. Chris, what have you ventured out doing?
Man, we mentioned the ghillie meat, which is it's a hard thing to explain. Brad probably explained it better than me, but I won pork at a Sam's Club event, turning in the thin sliced ghillie meat off the top of the pork butt, which actually essentially it's like the white meat, isn't it, Brad?
It is, and it's on top of the bone. It's what's on top, you know. And when you bone it out, it's the one you're kind of carving around and going around. But you can shape that thing up, and if you pick your pork out right, it's really, really marbled.
Yep.
And you don't necessarily cook it as long as you cook everything else, but you inject the piss out of it. And then you just super really thinly slice it like deli shaped, and you just lay it in the box. And it's really good if it's right. If it's not right, don't do it. But we used to do it all the time. Yep. All the time we turned that in, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And we kind of quit, kind of went out of fashion. We started because we didn't need to cook it anymore now. You know, you're just cooking that front half.
One thing I noticed about cooking those pork steaks this weekend is half, you know, the side of the pork steak where the money muscle and the tubes, man, that was tender. But the other side, whether it's that ghillie meat that's on top of the bone, man, it's like a real white meat. And it was kind of dry and stiff, you know. And I obviously carved out the soft stuff, and that's the stuff I went in the box with. But, man, I don't know if I didn't cook them long enough or if I should have cooked them a little longer.
It's the inferior part of the butt, man. I mean, there's just different muscles. And I mean, you know, when I did those pork steaks, all I did was cook that, you know, that copa, you know, that, you know, it's what the Italians call it, what capicola is made out of. It's just that the collar, you know, it's that money muscle with the tubes and everything else. And you just cook that part you don't have to worry about the other part of it.
That ghillie meat, if you like, say, trim it off, you could almost treat it like a pork tenderloin. Take it to like 145 and slice it thin, and it's fantastic. But you're not going to cook it to the 200 or whatever. You take everything else and it'll be good. Yeah.
And somebody puts something about pork burnt ends, which I do all the time. But I mean, that's just money muscle, right?
Yeah.
Like we just square up money muscle, and they're fantastic. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
that's I got to figure out what I'm going to do. You know, with restaurants, I'll cook freaking 6 or 8 money muscles and then figure it out from there.
Yeah. Yeah. With CBA this weekend, man, I got to figure out if I'm going to do pork steaks again or if I'm going to, you know, it's like, why wouldn't I? I got a perfect problem. I mean, it works. So,
did you put them back on the grill and
I did. I saw
this roll.
Man, I did exactly what you guys said. I cooked it like a rib, so I sauced them up, you know, and put them back on. And I put them back on my Weber.
Did you use a little Meat Church Blanco on there?
I didn't. I was out of Meat Church Blanco. I told Phil today. We're on the phone. I said, man, I really want to come out with a white rub, you know, and I just need to get a good name for it. He says, man, I got a great one for you. So what? Blanco. You ought to call it the real Blanco.
You know, what is it? Imitations. Sincerest, the form of flattery or whatever. So apparently Meat Church lights Fred's rep.
Yeah, I think so. He liked it a lot. So
Brad, are you close on your sauce?
Yeah, very close. Just going back and forth, getting labels printed, but yeah, it'll be out soon. It's really good. I ran in Florida. I ran on pork and brisket and got rewarded with a couple 15 places, but they were all 175s, 174s. It was good score. Yeah, whatever. It was a high scoring contest, and they all seem to think my stuff was just okay.
From a restaurant perspective, Brad, you got new restaurants coming. You've just opened a sandwich one, right?
I opened a place called Mythical Witch there in downtown Branson. It's that sandwiches. I mean, we do our own pastrami, do our own turkey. You know, we're cooking a lot of our own meats, but making just pure sandwiches there. And then I've got a chicken place. We're going to do a charcoal like rotisserie chicken, and we're going to be doing some fried chicken. So it's just a little bit of everything, man. Got pressure fryers lined up, man, trying to, you know, it's kind of funny because I was talking to Mike Johnson from Sugar Fire Smokehouse, and he's opening up a pizza. It's called pizza, like hot pizza, cold beer or something. Brilliant, going to be brilliant place, man. It's a great concept. It's going to be good. And I'm like, man, when are you going to open? He's like, I think, you know, he's like, March or April. And I'm like, yeah, me too. And he's like, why are you waiting so long to open? He goes, well, I got to learn how to cook pizza first. And I'm the same way. I'm like, I got to learn how to fry chicken first. So we're going to open as soon as I figure out how to fry chicken really good.
And it'll be in Branson as well, Brad? Or
no? It is. Yeah, it's in Branson on the Strip. Yeah.
Brad's trying to own the Strip.
Man, I tell you what. You know, we kind of branched out in Springfield and Nick's, and they do okay. You know what I mean? It's just, we know Branson. We know the Branson market and you know, obviously with tour season and everything else. And a lot of the problems with the Branson market, we've got salt. So for us, it just kind of makes sense to do more concepts in the same market instead of getting based at which, you know, I don't know how many restaurateurs are out there or budding restaurateurs. Let me tell you a piece of advice that I wish I would have known. And getting based, it does very well. But barbecue sucks as a business.
Yeah.
Your food costs, like we're looking at preliminary food costs on my sandwich shop being at like 26, 27%. You know, a good barbecue restaurant's in the high 30s. So right off the top, you're looking at 12 percentage points of profit, right? Just right off the top, just based on the concept. So just, you know, people that want to get into barbecue business, and that's great, but not discouraging you. There's been a lot of us that have been very successful at it. So I'd never want to take that away from somebody. But just understand, you know, try to keep, you know, your concept. And one thing I wish I would have known when I was getting in the restaurant business is looking at stuff like, hey, what's the margin going to be on this food? You know, how hard is it going to be to execute? Because barbecue's got terrible margins on the food cost, and it's also very labor intensive to execute. So it's hurting on a couple of different levels.
Yeah,
and your number one sellers are always going to be your most expensive things to make too.
Right.
People walk in all the time, and go, oh, what's, you know, what are you guys known for? And I hear my people go, brisket, burnt ends. I'm like, shut up, you love pork.
That's, you know, you get a barbecue restaurant runs out of brisket down there in Texas by 11 o'clock. There's probably a reason for it, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that they can't cook any more briskets. They don't want to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, you know, so.
Well, shoot, guys, man, I appreciate, you know, I think we're probably past our hour. Man, we'll do an after show if some people want to join in and shoot the breeze. But equally, man, I don't want to hold you guys. I'll probably end the broadcast, and you guys can stay on. And if there's people that want to jump in and, man, go over smoking on the Rio some more, we can. I know Phil's keen on checking out. I'm going over smoking on the Rio.
Chicken recipe that didn't work, you know, in more detail, just step by step.
Man, we'll probably get the chicken recipe.
I want to hear. Hey, Brad, we'll have you back when you get your seventh, which would be in a few weeks, okay? Is that cool?
Oh, man, I got to cook here first. I don't know.
Oh, so I was going to tell you earlier, Wes, like, I know Brad's schedule. He's told me it's Fiji, it's Bali, it's Thailand. It's like
– there's no doubt.
We're doing some traveling, man. We got on deck here. We're leaving and then taking the kids to the Turks and Caicos for spring break. That's my next two. It's amazing when you free up the money that you're wasting on barbecue, Wes. It's amazing what you can do. Like, literally, the thousands. I mean, we're spending thousands and thousands to win hundreds every weekend.
Brad, look, I respect you so much, but I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up. You're the only guy on here that actually makes money at barbecue. Well, Chris does well, too. And then you got Phil. Pretty much everybody but me on here makes money.
I'm not going to say that I may make money, but the hourly rate, shit. Let me tell you that.
Pretty low.
You're right. Pretty low.
I'm working like for, you know, $3.85 an hour or something like that, you know, by the time you factor it in.
But trust me, your Facebook photos is going to break me because my wife comes up to me and is like, you can't be like Brad. We can't go here. Like, the guy.
You and I were going on a vacation together, Wes, and you backed out on us.
Because I didn't win that contest to pay for the deposit.
Yeah. Well, I ran out of money too, so I had to back out too. Wes talked us in. He's like, man, we're going to do this, you know, this deal. We're at a contest. Like, yeah, fuck it. Sounds fun, you know. Threw my money in there. Next thing I know, Wes like, oh, I can't go. I'm like,
listen to me. Israel is very cheap right now. If you fly,
well, you go right now. Yeah, we would have got in right before
the Super Bowl. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's lock it in.
That would have been us on there getting, you know, we'd have been on the Al-Qaeda or whatever it is, live stream, Hezbollah live stream. Hezbollah. Chicken fried with Hezbollah.
That's a different podcast.
Okay. That's a completely different show. Yeah. It probably got a lot better ratings than this one.
I went right in, man. Yeah. I'd be in there.
You're in. Phil can co-host that one for sure.
A couple sand fleas on you, you're good, man.
I'd lay low.
Well, cool, guys. Like still, I said, man, sign up to the Barbecue League if you're not. I mean, like I said, Brad's that pork video is on there. It's really good. And, man, there's a ton of good tell-alls. Chris is on there. I don't think Wes is on there, but maybe one day.
We'll get Wes on a money-making tutorial, how to make money.
Absolutely, man.
Do like side gigs.
Close business, spend money.
God, there's no telling what he's making now. Didn't you just get me out?
Yeah. And I had to have them negotiate, man. Look, it's you're not loyal to any company. You're loyal to the paycheck.
Yeah, right. It's a tough world out there, man. You got to get by.
You should do a whole series. Wes should do a whole series of videos of like how to get seventh in a category.
Oh, there's no doubt, man. I am like a talker. Like they made 13th place trophies.
Normally, if you get one of those, you go to a contest and they give you medals down 15th place. Like, I'll hang that around my mirror in my truck just for our motivation the rest of the year. I'm looking at that motherfucker, like, 15th place brisket. That's why, you know, you're driving to a contest. Man, I got to drive another 4 hours. And you look at that thing, and now you got the juice to do it. They gave me 15th
place. You know, so speaking of 15th place, have you talked to Blaine Hunter lately or no?
Blaine bought me. He got mad at me the other day. I made a C.J. Stroud comment the other day after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and he got mad. He didn't like it. So Blaine and I are on and off again. Relationships off right now, but we'll make up. We'll make up soon.
Yeah,
we'll get to a salsa contest soon.
Yeah,
hey, that's a show for later. We got to have Blaine and Brad on the same
surprise.
Time.
A surprise guest.
Got to.
Yeah, he's coming down. I think we're going to go to dinner. We're going to meet up for dinner. Oh, yeah. He's coming, obviously, for the rodeo. So
he'll be in Houston. I considered Kick Ground coming down there and cooking with him. And Tim's going to be down there too. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's going to deal with Mr. Timothy Shears. So he'll be down. He'll be down there. And I considered coming down there. I know Anella's coming in from Snake River, and I really wanted to go down there. I'm still burnt a little bit, man. So I wanted to go down there, and I was going to cook chicken for Tim or slide in there with Blaine and. I decided I'd just let them, those two have all the glory.
Right.
Well, I wanted to give you guys, I know Phil's on a winning streak. He needs another win. I didn't want to come down there and take it from him.
Well, I don't think Phil's liver can take another win. We need to get him a couple of.
That's a good point. He might need to cool off a little bit for his first liver. Honestly, yeah.
He's about to lose the family if he keeps this shit up.
Man, appreciate it, Brad.
Thanks for coming. Man, I'm here for your home.
We love you, Phil. Keep winning, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys. Man, we'll do it again. Somebody's putting in for more shots.
Jesus Christ. We'll give that money back. We're giving it back.
Let me hit the end screen, but yeah, thanks for you guys tuning in. Sorry, Joey. I don't think we're doing any more shots tonight, but man, thanks for all the money coming in, and man, we'll see you next week on episode 5. We'll hopefully we'll get our audio figured out from the jump.
Gets in. Gets doing the whole.